That's right, so John the Tootsie, our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 17th of May. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1536, the marriage of Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn was annulled, following the birth of one daughter, the future Queen Elizabeth I, and three miscarriages. Henry had lost interest in his wife and needed an excuse to end the marriage so he could get with Jane Seymour instead. He had Anne arrested on high treason, sent to the Tower of London, tried and found guilty. The marriage was annulled and 2 days later she was beheaded. Her brother George Boleyn was accused of incest with his sister Anne during the trial and also beheaded on today's date, the 17th. Today in 1590, Anne of Denmark was crowned Queen of Scotland. The New York Stock Exchange was formed under the Buttonwood Agreement on May 17 in 1792. Muhammad Ali, not the boxer, but the Ottoman Albanian commander who rose to the rank of Pasha, became Wali of Egypt on today's date in 1805. He is regarded as the founder of modern Egypt because of the dramatic reforms in military, economic, and cultural matters he instituted during his rule. 1809, Emperor Napoleon ordered the annexation of the Papal States to the French Empire. May 17 in 1824, the Supreme Court of New South Wales was created by the Third Charter of Justice of New South Wales, also providing there should be a Chief Justice for the colony in the island of New Holland, and a variety of supporting roles that the court could admit, although ex-convicts were not permitted to join the roles. Members of the Melbourne Football Club codified the first rules of Australian rules football on today's date in 1859. 1869, Imperial Japanese forces defeated the remnants of the Tokugawa shogunate in the Battle of Hokitate to end the Boshin War. The Royal Flying Doctor Service made its first official flight from Cloncurry to Julia Creek on today's date in 1928. As part of World War II, today in 1943, Operation Chastise was carried out by the Royal Air Force No. 617 Squadron, later called the Dam Busters, using purpose-built bouncing bombs to destroy two German dams, causing catastrophic flooding in some areas. Two hydroelectric power stations were destroyed, several more damaged, and factories and mines also damaged and destroyed in the attack. 1969, Soviet Venera 6 began its descent into the atmosphere of Venus, sending back atmospheric data before being crushed by pressure. As part of the Watergate scandal on today's date in 1973, televised hearings began in the United States Senate. 1992, 3 days of protests against the Thai government began in Bangkok on May 17, leading to a military crackdown that resulted in 52 official deaths, hundreds of injuries, many disappearances, and more than 3,500 arrests. Bob Beleer was appointed to the District Court of New South Wales, becoming the first Indigenous Australian judge on today's date in 1996. And on a happy note, 2004, the first legal same-sex marriages in the US were performed in the state of Massachusetts. Famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Dennis Hopper, 1936. Bob Saget is 63 this morning. And funny man Craig Ferguson is 57. And a bunch of musos for us as well. Blues musician Taj Mahal is 77. Paul Di'Anno of Iron Maiden is 61. Paige McConnell, pianist for Fish, 56. Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, 54. Jordan Knight of New Kids on the Block is 49, Josh Homme, Queens of the Stone Age, 46, and Michael Rosenberg, aka Passenger, is 35. Terrific artists, but going on this one this morning. This track going out to the one, the only Enya. 58 today, began her music career when she joined her family's Celtic band Clannad in 1980. And in spite of being an intensely private person and having never undertaken a concert tour, she is Ireland's best-selling solo artist, best-selling artist behind U2, and one of the best-selling music artists of all time. Going out on Orinoco Flow by Enya. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER. You can say. We can say.